donations and eat some great food. They're great people as well. So as a courtesy to our performers tonight, if you don't mind, just please silence the ringers on your cell phones. And I'm sure your neighbors would be happy about that too. If you have any recording devices, please just keep those put away. There is a prohibited, but you can take photographs, but we don't want any flashes. That's a bit distracting. So if you don't mind just cutting the flashes off on your cameras. It is both an honor and a privilege to introduce to you tonight's guest artist. Now, Alan Toussaint's just simply one of America's greatest musical treasures. He's been producing hit records for over 40 years, and his influence is all over the place in rhythm and blues and pop and country and blues and jazz and musical theater. His latest release is on Nonesuch Records, The Bright Mississippi, and it was nominated for a Grammy just this past year, and it's a simply stunning album. If you don't already have it, then you need to have it in your collection. It's a terrific album. So please, put your hands together. Make welcome to the Pinecone Stage, Mr. Alan Toussaint. Thank you.
Asian queens, where they tickle them ivories all night long. Come on, everybody, there's a party going on. There's wall-to-wall fun for everyone, and there's a plenty enough to go around. Put on your dancing shoes and get into the groove. You got nothing to lose but the blues. There's a party going on, a party going on. There's a party, party going on. And fun is number one, so come on. There's a party going on right now. Many times I go places and I let the audience know I don't know where I am. but here I know where I am. It's nice to see you. The first time I came here, no one in the front row was born yet. Not even you, no. It was a long time I was playing with Shirley and Lee. Come on, baby, let the good time roll, all that kind of stuff. You weren't born, not sounding like that. That voice is too strong. But it was wonderful to be here. It was in an arena. And I saw the prettiest girl I ever seen in my life in the audience, looking so beautiful. And I was hoping we'd come back again. And here I am. But this was 1957 when I was here. Would I like to see her up now? If she'll see me. But I'm so glad to see you here. Thank you very much. I'm Alan Toussaint from New Orleans. And tonight I'll be doing songs that I've written over the years for various artists, written and arranged and produced. And I'll throw in maybe one or two I didn't write and wish I would have. Maybe one or two I didn't write and glad I didn't. But nonetheless, I'm so glad that you're here. And everyone here is from New Orleans. There's a commercial on television. Oh, I'd like to hear that again. But there's a commercial on television with this young, good-looking white guy. He gets in the mirror and he starts applying some chocolate stuff all over his body. And then he takes off his shirt and put it all over, just chocolate. And when I say chocolate, I don't mean Soul Brother. I mean real chocolate like Hershey's, but liquid chocolate. And after a while, he looks in the mirror and smiles and then goes strutting down the street with nothing on but chocolate. And the girls liked it very much. In fact, one of them licked him on the elbow. The other one bit his finger off, and he just kept smiling and strutting. Any one of you seen that commercial? You're glad you did now. But what warrants its existence that the music that's playing behind it while he's doing and strutting his stuff is yours truly. A cold chill began to thrill your very soul. That's the sweet touch of love. Oh, when just the drop of a name began to sting your very toe. That's the sweet touch of love. Just the thought of not seeing you would blow my mind. With your sweet touch of love, to give up, but you came just in time. With your sweet touch of love, oh yes you did. You brought out the best in me, made me leave the rest of me behind. Oh yes you did. You delivered me from loneliness and loneliness. Oh yes. And all it took was one little kiss. Let me know, girl, I couldn't live without your love. I found joy I had been missing for so long. It was the sweet touch of love. Oh, yes, it is. When a cold chill began to thrill, so that's the sweet touch of love. Just a drop of a name began to sting your very toe. That's the sweet touch of love. Thank you. your love. I found joy I had been missing for so long. It was a sweet touch of love. Whenever my love comes tumbling down, don't you know you got to be there? You can kiss the rest of the world goodbye. Don't you know you got to be there? And when my love comes tumbling down, don't you know you got to be there? You can kiss the rest of the world goodbye. Don't you know you got to be there? Sweet touch of love. After Katrina visited New Orleans and baptized us, Elvis Costello and I got together and did some things together, and I love him dearly. He's a marvelous human being. And we did an album called The Rip and Reverse. I still call them albums that feel good, you know what I mean? Also, they got big covers, and I'd like to say hello to Debbie. Thank you, Debbie. Debbie got the original Southern Night album that I signed tonight. Thank you, Debbie. Where are you, Debbie? Debbie got a deep voice. Where are you, Debbie? Very good to visit that again. Thank you. The dude on there don't look like me, though. But Elvis Costello and I got together and did many songs, some that I wrote a long time ago, but he thought they were applicable to today. And we're going to do one for you now called Who's Gonna Help Brother Get Further. Like everything's all right. From the outside looking in, everything's uptight. But deep down inside, we're covering up the pain. It's an old thing, it's a soul thing, but it's a real thing. Pray tell what's gonna happen to brother. Who's gonna help him get further? Is that the truth? One another, yeah, you're right. There's old dude standing on a corner waiting for a fox to pass. The only thing he's got to go by is this is where he saw last. And there's old John, $2 in his pocket, talking loud and thinks he's rich and looks a little fool, too cool to go to school. A job in 2 days he quit. Pray tell what's gonna happen to brother. Gonna help him get further. One another, is that the truth? One another, yeah, you're right. Brother, who's gonna help him get further? One another. up early, early in the morning. Papa's already gone. Gone out of work and forever what it would now. And you know that's wrong. What happened to the Liberty Bell? I heard so much about. Did it really ding dong? It must have ding wrong. It didn't ding long. Pretend what's gonna happen to brother? Who's gonna help him get further? One another. Is that the truth? One another. One another. Pretend what's gonna happen to brother? Who's gonna help him get further? One another. Is that the truth? One another. Yeah, you're right. It must have ding wrong. It didn't ding. Did it really ding dong? Ding dong. It must have ding wrong. It didn't ding. Did it really ding dong? It must have ding wrong. It didn't ding long. Thank you. Caught you by surprise that time. Sister, sister, ooh. And hey, you, ooh. Hey, you with the bad hip boots on, little girl, girl. You're the baddest in the world. It sure would be nice, honey, if I could just make you my girl. Just so very much together, 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 ooh. And when you talk to me, honey, you know you make me feel lighter than a feather. Whoa. I've never known it, but I've always wanted the best in life. And if I had you, honey, I knew that I could forget about the rest in life. I can't conceal the way I feel. You're about a head turner. You're about a stone cold burner. Hey, you. Hey, you with the curly bush on your head, baby, baby. You know you're looking good. You know you're looking good, you know you're looking good. So sister, 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 ooh. want it, but I've always wanted the best in life. But if I had you, honey, I know that I could forget about the rest in life. I can't conceive of the way I feel. You're about a head turner. You're about a stone cold burner. Hey, you with the curly bush on your head, baby. Yes. That's my ethnic song. Recently, well, relatively recently, everything is relative. A wonderful producer decided to produce me in a certain way, and he called and asked would I consider that, and he surrounded me with some wonderful old standard songs. The producer's name is Joe Henry, who was our executive producer with Elvis and I. And he chose some gem of songs to surround me with, all instrumentals. And the gentleman who was speaking out front today told you the name of it. It's called Bright Mississippi, and it's because we consider New Orleans the jewel of the Mississippi River, so Bright Mississippi is in order. We're gonna do one or two of those songs for you now. Thank you. Roland Guerin. Renard Posey on guitar. Bad in the Head. Well, while we're at it, we're going to do another piece from that album. In fact, Little Richard says album. And I said, Richard, how you got album out of that? And Richard said, I'm not conceited, I'm convinced. I said, all right, Richard, he's on the keep to say whatever he wants to say there. But anyway, we're going to do another piece from that, St. James Infirmary. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
There's a certain girl I've been after a long, long time.
What's her name?
I can't tell you. I can't reveal her name until I get her.
What's her name?
I can't tell you. One day I'll wake up and say, just to have you, I'll be your slave. There's a certain girl I've been after a long, long time.
What's her name?
I can't tell you. There's a certain chick been sweet on since I met her.
What's her name?
I can't tell you. I can't reveal her name until I get her.
What's her name?
I can't tell you. I've tried time and time again, but we end up as nothing but friends. There's a certain girl I've been in love with a long, long time.
What's her name?
I can't tell you. the lesson rhymes. You'll be looking in her eyes. I left that in a hurry, looking forward to my big surprise. To that woman, as mad as I could be. I said I didn't see anyone, so why'd you make the fool of me? Then something struck me, as if it came from up above. While looking at the fortune teller, I fell in love. Now I'm a happy fella, I'm married to the fortune teller. As we can be, and now I'll get my fortune told for free. Working in the coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in the coal mine, about to slip down. Working in the coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in the coal mine, about to slip down. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. Money hauling coal by the ton, but when Saturday rolls around, too tired for having fun, too tired for fun. There's a working in the coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in the coal mine, about to slip down. Working in the coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in the coal mine. There's a certain girl I've been in love with a long, long time. Some songs that I wrote a long, long time ago, and I must say that they still show up on royalty statements some kind of way. That person being Certain Girl, which I wrote for Ernie Cato, very cocky individual, very cocky. He was a star long before anyone else knew it. He didn't wait for them to find out. He told them. But I loved Cato because a person with that kind of attitude is hard to keep them from happening. What they don't get, they take. But he did very well with that song. However, a young group called Headhunters from England recorded it. A young white group, and sold more records than Cato. I was glad to tell him. But he didn't mind, because I wrote another song for him that went to be number one in the country, Mother-in-Law, Mother-in-Law. And my grandmother called me up when it came out and said, how could you write a nasty little song like that? Don't you know I'm your mother's mother-in-law? But the nuns who took care of her said, well, it's number one in the country, Elizabeth, so maybe your grandson's on to something there. And I told her, Mom, I never thought about it.
personally, it just was a joke that they used to use on television before they start saying any and everything. They used to use mother-in-laws for the brunt of all jokes. I think mother-in-laws got them back too. And the other one being fortune teller, which I wrote for Benny Spellman, but it was later made popular by the Rolling Stones. And those guys can really roll. They roll all the way to the bank. I love that. And then, of course, working in the coal mine, I wrote for Lee Darcy. And when Tom Jones had a TV show before, a lot of you, he used it on his TV show, and there was a whole lot of ladies in bikinis with pickaxes doing working in the coal mine. I said, get down, Tom Jones. I had never thought about it like that, you know. But it was later re-recorded by many, many folk. And I never thought of it as a ladies song, but it was also recorded by Devo and used in the heavy metal movie. You're not supposed to have seen that heavy metal movie. It was a risque cartoon, but I love the way Devo did it. I mean, they were high tech. And then it was recorded by the Judds. A lady singing Working in the Coal Mine, two beautiful ladies, but it's sold on an album that sold about 3 million albums. It's a ladies song from now on. So any of you ladies want to record Working in the Coal Mine, I'm for you. Out of all the songs that I've written, there's one that's been recorded, re-recorded more than any other one. Another one that I wrote for Lee Darcy. But it was later covered by over 36 artists. And the biggest hit was by Jerry Garcia of the Grateful Dead. I'm so glad. I was a Jerry Garcia fan. I love Jerry Garcia. But I'm so glad that they made it popular.
Get out my life, woman. You don't love me no more. Get out my life, woman. You don't love me no more. My life, woman, you don't love me no more. I get out my eyes, teardrops. I've got to see my way around. Get out my eyes, teardrops. I've got to see my way around. My life, heartaches, nothing but heartaches by the pound. I get off my ladder, woman. I've got to climb up to the top. Get off my ladder, woman. I've got to climb up to the top. There is nothing gonna make me stop. Mm-hmm.
I've gotta be moving on. Get out the way, woman. I've gotta be moving on. Get out the way, woman. I've gotta be moving on. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. The title of that was Madness. How many of you have been to the Mardi Gras? How many of you haven't been to the Mardi Gras? Well, there's some of you in the middle there somewhere, huh? You started to go but changed your mind or something? Well, I guess you know we just had our Mardi Gras. It's called Fat Tuesday. For those of you who haven't been to the Mardi Gras, they have floats that goes through the city, and there are kings and queens and courts, and they ride the floats, and people gather on the side and say, "Throw me something, mister," and they have things like masks and all that. Mr. Mardi Gras, Mr. Mardi Gras, everybody knows Mr. Mardi Gras. Something, mister, throw me something, please. Where the big cheese say, hike behind it, jack a pocket, she's fine, shall we? In the land of the kings and queens, where fun is supreme, where the people grow right through your soul, down yonder in New Orleans. We got to make them big floats rolling and keep them big floats rolling. Keep the big floats rolling along. Keep them big floats rolling. Thank you. Everybody knows Mr. Mardi Gras. Mr. Mardi Gras. Mr. Mardi Gras. Everybody knows Mr. Mardi Gras. Thank you very much. Guitar we have Renard Porsche.
I got some phone for you. I got some phone for you. I got some phone for you. You. I got some phone for you.
That was rolling. That was Harmon LeBeau. And on percussion was Clarence Reginald Toussaint. I guess you know who that is. And I'd like you to know that Renard Poche has his own personal CD out, so you can check it out online. It's the latest. What's the name of it?
For You, For Me. Get her on iTunes also.
Thank you. A paid commercial announcement. We charge him for that.
Southern sky.
southern sky. Its precious beauty lies deep beyond the eye, and it goes rushing through your soul like the storm has told a boy. His cold hand as he slowly walked by, the weeping willow would cry for joy. It would cry for joy when I was a little boy going to the country with my father on the weekends to see some of our relatives who lived out there in the country who would never come to the city. So he'd pack us up on some weekends and take us out to the country because he felt that we needed to know where we came from. We didn't care about the philosophy, but we sure liked the ride. And as we'd get in the little old car and ride out of town, the further we'd get out of town, the further and further the houses were apart. They were never right next to each other. In fact, like they were a shotgun apart. Maybe that was the point, I don't know. And they were all old gray houses. They were all the same color. And they had these old big gray boards on them. And they were all old. In fact, I don't think they were ever new. They were built old. We loved it very much. And they had little short porches. One, two steps, and you're on the porch. And the porch was a long porch that went all the way across the front of the house. And we would pull up in front of the acreage, and I was the youngest with my sister Joyce, and then Benson, who was the oldest. My father's name was Clarence, and my mother's name was Naomi Neville. We had a wonderful time, and I'd jump out the car and I'd run for about an acre because that's how far back the house sit off the drive. And they'd be waiting for us, all the old relatives on the porch, especially the ladies. And I'd be the first one getting there, and they talk really funny talk out there. They talk that Creole Patois talk out there. And I'd run, and some of them women were well endowed, and Aunt Dorothy would catch you and pull you into her bosom, and you'd be trying to breathe, and you smell all that talcum powder, and she'd be loving you to death. I mean, real death, you know. But we loved it. And they had them funny names out there like Angenie Tantanan, Cousin Ninny, and Uncle Edward and Uncle Mui, and Cousin Pi. And we'd spend the weekend, so we got to see many things we didn't see in the city. Like we'd see cows, horses, pigs, chickens strutting around with all their parts intact, you know. No bucket of wings or nothing like that. Anyway, in the evenings after everyone had eaten, they'd all gather on that long porch, and we'd see the hierarchy really at work. And this was before children owned the whole world. You know, we used to sit at the lowest level on a porch. And over in the swing over here would be Angenie and Aunt Alma, Cousin Ninny sometime. Over there sitting Uncle Mui, lighting up, legally lighting up. But we really see the hierarchy at work. And the old lady would sit in this old rocking chair left side of the door and just rock real slowly. And she'd have her eyes just about closed, and she'd never say anything. She was the matriarch of all. She knew more than everyone, so she said less. That's how it usually is anyway. And I was, though I was very young, little boy, I knew that everything that was important in this whole world was on this porch. There was somebody who could do something about anything I'd ever need. It was warm and lovely. And when it start getting dark out there, they begin to tell their stories. And in the country, dark is really dark, because there was no electricity out there, no running water, no gas. So without electricity, there wasn't that big hum that cities have. And there weren't those street lights on the corner, so dark was dark. However, the moon, when there's no street lights, the moonlight really shows off. And as the dark take over the day, begin to show off and shine bright. For some reason, they begin to tell these old tales. And out here, Uncle Angie and he said, y'all think old John dead, but I heard him riding that old mule on the other side of the levee last night. I said, John, is that you? And he was whipping that old mule like he used to do when he was here. I said, I know that's you over there. You can't scare me. And he was cussing like a sailor. Uncle Edward said, woman, that man been dead 10 years, what you talking about? She said, you can believe that if you want, but he said he's going to visit you next week. And me being a little boy, I didn't know grown folk lied yet, you know. All that was very real to me. But I was among where nothing could happen to me. What's important about that story? It's what inspired this song. It's very real to me.
Mysteries like this and many others in the trees, they all blow in the night. In the southern sky, in the southern sky,
thank you and good night.
Tucson.
We just got a special request there.
Conductors and 25 sacks of meal, and all along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulled out at Kankakee and rolled along past houses, farms, and fields, passing trains that have no name, freight yards full of old black men, and the graveyards of the rusted automobile.
card games with the old men in the club car. The 20 and no one keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle and feel the wheels rumbling beneath the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers ride their father's magic carpets made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep rocking to the gentle beat and the rhythm of the rails is all they need. A good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. Now be gone. And Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home, we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness, rolling down to the sea. All the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream. And the steel rails still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his song again. Passengers must please refrain. This train got to disappear in railroad news. Good night, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. And I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
Thank you. Good night.